Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show. You have Sharon and my husband,
Tracy,
tonight. Yeah. We are kind of just throwing this down a little bit impromptu this evening. We have had quite the weekend, though, I'll tell you. I am sore. How about you?
A little sore. Scratches, bruises, bumps.
Yeah, I'm seeing a little paint patch in your hair, as a matter of fact.
Nice. Yeah. I thought it was just white hair.
There's that, too. But you know how I feel about that. So I thought this evening that we would talk a little bit about starting off what we were doing this weekend. Why all the hubbub? You know, we took Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out as a whole family, and we trekked off to Camden County, where Lucy lives, and worked on the duplex.
Right. So, and if you happen to follow the Cruise Crew on Facebook, you happen to see pictures and updates of the lovely, wonderful project that we were working on.
Yeah. Are you actually doing that? Are you posting pictures of what you're doing there?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, I may have to post those on the Chemo Cocktail site, too. Anyway, we're working on this building, and the building is something that has been in my life since before Tracy. It was a big milestone for me.
It's just hard to even imagine.
I know that there
life
was
before
life
Tracy.
Before Tracy. It is. But it was my first real home, the first building that I ever purchased. And I just really did feel like it was a big milestone. As a matter of fact, it was built during the summer months when I was off. And so I really was diligent about watching that building go up. And I do have a bit of an emotional connection to it. We won't get all into that. I'm going to be blogging on it, though, so if you want to hear a little bit about that. But what I will say is the building is not what it used to be, you know?
No, it is not.
She's not what she used to be. And this is upsetting to me because I'm not one that lets a building go.
Yeah.
So this last tenant we had, I've really been grateful for her. She's been there for 3 years and rent on time and all such as that. But holy mackerel when I turned the key on that unit.
Yeah, her leaving really stunk.
Like gas mask kind of stunk. It was like gag and stick your head back outside. It was, wow.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was like, I didn't know if we were going to have to cord off that side of the building and never allow another living creature inside of the door. Bad. Yeah. So, you know, but we've worked, and we will work next weekend, and I suspect we'll work the following weekend until it's just right.
And then we'll be about halfway done.
No. He doesn't give himself enough credit. But with this, you know, it was scary walking in and getting the diagnosis. The building was just in such disrepair and such a mess. And so for the first time, I had to consider that we were going to have to do something major to the beloved building. And this has involved, you know, ripping up floors and repainting and, you know, doing this and doing that. And at this point, we're in the middle of the process, and it's a little scary looking.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It is. I mean, whenever I pulled up that carpet and started hauling it out, it was pretty traumatic.
It was traumatic. I mean, because, you know, we're going to have to learn how to tile floors. But, I mean, it looked like a new build. And we knew, you know, we're responsible for that. And it's just scary to see it in the altered state. Not sure exactly how it's all going to turn out or if it's going to all be okay. I mean, are we going to have to cord it off at the end of all this? I don't know. So what is really strange is, right in the middle of this, you know, how my mind works, I thought, well, you know, this is just a very little bit like going through treatment for me, because you get that diagnosis. I wasn't expecting what I saw when I walked through the door that day, but when you find out that you're going to have to really take on a project like cancer treatment or like gutting a building or something like that, it is scary. And you've got to have a little bit of vision about hopefully what the end product is going to look like and how it's going to be better. And in our case, how we're going to save the building, honestly, at this point. So the whole process really does just require a capacity for hope and a vision for the possibilities. It requires diligence, patience, and a willingness to endure the process, you know. Oh, yeah.
Well, and a lot of what I've always found is, you know, for me, things like construction and things have always been, it's hard to get started. Mm-hmm. So, but once you can jump in there and get started, it seems to start flowing a little bit at that point. And of course, in the beginning of this job, it was just getting started, but then it was realizing how bad it was and being able to move past that to where now we can kind of see the progress. We've got some of the walls painted and things like that, and it really is starting to look beautiful.
It is. It is. But it's, again, also a little bit about treatment process, you know, drawing those parallels. You decide you're doing great on the inside and you want to pressure wash the outside, and you realize that you've got a busted off pipe in the wall, and that's, you know, one more thing that you're not expecting. You know, there are always those little setbacks. But, you know, so we'll kind of move past the building here, that incredibly hot and frustrating weekend that we had this weekend, and we'll talk a little bit about how we feel like we really kind of become a stranger to ourselves as we look in the mirror when we're going through treatment. You know, before treatment, I had long hair, you know, and my skin color, because I always exercised, was always really healthy. And yeah, I just had a particular image. It was what I was accustomed to seeing in the mirror all the time. But once treatment started, you know, bit by bit, the scar came, you know, to add the port. And that scar came with having the lump removed or mastectomy or whatever.
And the term, you're looking a little green, took a whole new in.
Oh, my goodness, because I did, didn't I? Yeah. I did. And then after I turned green, I turned a weird brown raisin color under my skin. And so the hair was gone. Most of the brows were gone. My body was altered. My emotional state was, I think it was fair, but there were times that I looked in the mirror and I thought, goodness gracious, who are you? And what have you done with myself? And at those times, I had to have a lot of faith in the process. I had to have a lot of faith in my doctors. I had to have a lot of faith in you, and knowing that I would never exactly be the same. And I'm not. But that's okay. Because for me, the scars are, well, they're battle scars. You know, they're beautiful in some ways because they did lend me extra years. They did allow me to become a mother, and they've allowed me to see those gray hairs of yours, which is rather nice. So I'm happy about the scars for those reasons. And, you know, I've aged a lot in the process, but again, I'd rather age with you than have you remember me as a young person. And that'd be all that we have.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's a lot more to you than just beauty put in.
Thank God. Thank the good Lord.
So, but it was a long process going through the whole, not just the chemo treatments, mm-hmm. but all the surgeries, the reconstructions, and just kind of going through all of that. It was a long process. And I think you were always pretty good about keeping a good mindset about things. I know you had your times when you felt more depressed and more down than others, but for the most part, we're able to kind of see the end product and where we were headed and where we were going. And I think that kind of helped us to remain focused and help pull us through the hard times.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, kind of going back to that, what you were saying, that it was hard for you to get started, but once you get started, then you're on a roll. And I think that's one reason we're very well suited to each other, because for me, the getting started part, I mean, I'm ready to jump in with both feet. But once we get in and everything's ripped to shreds and, you know, it's all so unrecognizable, then I kind of stand there a little bewildered and overwhelmed and it's like, is this going to be okay? I mean, I thought it was going to be okay, but is it really going to be okay? And I think that's when you kind of pull me along.
Right.
At those times, so. But, and you know, this, when you are in the midst of treatment, whether you are the person going through the treatment or someone around them, you'll find that you have your roles to play. And there will be times when you'll kind of encourage each other and pull each other along. And every cancer journey is riddled with different issues. You know, if you have colon cancer, you have particular issues. If you have throat cancer, you have particular issues. And those are not my issues, but I know that they are all very difficult. We have a friend who had brain cancer, and you know, he has his own issues now as well, following treatment and such. And he'll never be exactly the same, but he's just a great guy. I mean, just a great guy. And so I think in the end, in many ways, he's better for it.
Right. You know, as we go through things, we learn so much about ourselves. We learn about our ability to endure, our longevity, the way we can stick in with things, and it builds a character in us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it can forge a lot of character within a marriage too.
Right.
You know. Right.
So, and it, to me, it's a lot about perspective also. I mean, we can, the way we see our trials and our tribulations and the things that we go through often determine how we're going to see it on the other end too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I know that, you know, we had fun. We had fun in the midst of the journey. I remember going to a wedding in Charleston, wasn't it?
Yes.
And walking through and taking pictures, and I believe I was still in wig at that point. And we had just a great time. I had to slow down, but we had a wonderful time. There were a lot of times we had fun. Just like in the building, in the middle of August, we decided to start singing Christmas carols. It was just a little silly, Tracy.
Yeah, yeah. It was really silly. Especially with the versions the boys were getting into.
Yeah, so. Well, I guess the main purpose to this podcast is really just to encourage you. If you are right in the midst of treatment and all that it entails, just know there's hope on the other side, you know, and trust yourself to your doctors and listen to them and really do try to plug in with someone who has come through the process and knows what it's like on the other side that can offer you some hope and insight, and yeah. It'll be okay.
And you're going to make it through. You're going to make it to the other side of those treatments, and it's going to be scary at first, and it's going to be scary in the middle sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where you have to link on to your support. I mean, your caregivers and your other people. And even for your caregivers, it's going to be scary at times because you're not going to know what to do, and you're just going to have to be there and try to support and encourage in the midst of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I guess this is a wrap, but it's time for a not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day.
I guess my not just surviving but thriving moment would be, I guess it was on the second day when we went down on Saturday, and we'd worked really hard that day, and we decided that we would just take a break for a minute, that we would stop and a little earlier than we would have, and we'd go down to the pool there in the community where the duplex is. They have a nice pool, and we went and got down there and really just didn't have swimsuits or anything, just all kind of jumped in our clothes and enjoyed the nice, it was really, really nice water.
Yeah.
So wasn't too cold, wasn't too hot, but just was really a great and refreshing breath from what we had been doing all day.
Oh, it was sweltering.
Everybody had just worked so hard and done so much, and it was just nice to be able to take that break. So I guess just remember to be looking for those refreshing moments. We all could have just loaded up in the car and headed home and said, we're too tired for all this, or could have just said, we don't have swimsuits. We could have said hundreds of different things that could have kept us from enjoying that nice, refreshing time that we spent together as a family, just in the pool, enjoying one another and enjoying the break and the fun from the day that we were able to have. So. Yeah.
And as luck would have it, we had the pool to ourselves.
Right.
So it didn't matter that we didn't all have swimsuits and such, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, it was very nice.
It was.
Then loaded up in the vehicle and everybody fell asleep. It was really nice. So, I guess that's it for this week, guys. We will talk to you next week. But as always, remember, we're not just surviving, but we're thriving with you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.